Ah!
We have fire. All the smoke, as they say on the internet. I have no idea what that phrase means. You know what that means at all?
All the smoke? No.
We want the smoke. We want the smoke.
There's some ganj. We could use some ganj. Oh, we should do a ganj show. Wouldn't that be entertaining? That would be really entertaining.
That's actually something I've gone back and forth on recently. I have dabbled. I don't know if you know this, but I used to get down. I've never really warmed to the marijuana. Mm-hmm. So the whole CBD thing has caught on like a freight train.
So what is that? Is CBD marijuana like extract in pill form or something, or liquid?
I believe
powder?
It's cannabis oil. So it's like it's
mellow you out, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to relax you in some capacity,
but without getting high.
Right, it's a different kind of high, and I watch way too much Vice TV than I care to admit, but they do a lot of the marijuana programming. Like, they got 2 Chainz, they got cooking shows, and you hear CBD and how it gets you like body high, and it's way too much work, man.
And it's all legal?
I think that's the part they're wrangling with right now is the legality of it, because we're in Virginia here, right? In this country, it's kind of popping up. Like in different spots, it's disparate. Dude, it's not federal.
It is everywhere. Like everywhere you go, like all the vitamin shops, the vitamin worlds and GNC, you see CBD on everything. And
it's
now
in
like,
your toothpaste. It's crazy.
Yeah. And then like restaurants now, like on certain restaurants on their menu, they're like some of the stuff they're starting to put CBD in just random places that
infused
I'm
bitters.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I'm like,
it's
really
too much. But I mean, it's too much for a noob like me. And I guess it doesn't seem like you're very much in the weed game right now either. So I think we are the same.
It caught my interest. My eye for sure.
I'm sure.
But I just wanted to know a little bit more about it. But I'm just like, I don't know. I feel weird asking, going up to kind of like, what's CBD?
So what does it do necessarily? Is it going to like make me grow dreadlocks after this? But you sound like a square when you ask, but I think we're coming from a place of genuine interest because, you know, we like to party.
We like to party.
Except weed is not legal here in the Commonwealth. So it's a very, but are they even close? Is it a thing?
I don't know. I feel like it's a matter of time.
But I mean, you cross over into DC and it's there and it's in your face. And like, the mayor is probably going to sell you like a dime bag if you ask nicely.
Oh, even JJ, he showed me an app where you can track it down in the district.
Okay. Maybe this would have been a good week for him to be here and share his expertise. But if you're listening, if you're within the sound of my voice, you will notice the absence of another voice. Our boy, JJ, Just Jack, he is celebrating his 27th birthday for the 10th time.
Hey! JJ, this is for you.
Just don't be Justin Timberlake. Oh, okay. You're doing the bit. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, man. Ever since we first started, it's just now we can't stop, man.
What? Okay, the bad bit is something that won't go away, despite the fact that you've stated on this show that you would stop the bit. But
this isn't
what
the
is
bit.
This specific bit?
This one is actually for Jack's birthday. So Jack's birthday,
in his honor, we're celebrating.
Back in the day when we little ones, one of our favorite games, arcade games, NBA Jam, made its debut on home consoles on like the Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
Right.
And
those are consoles, correct?
Confirm. Right. So when that made their debut, they the marketing team advertised that as Jam Day, and they did a huge push.
Big
Jam
release.
Day, and it happened to fall on Jack's birthday. So since then, we always call his birthday Jam Day. So every day, every year, I always send him something related to Jam Day.
No matter how much we try, we can't get him to stop calling it Jam Day. But be that as it may, we hope he's enjoying his Jam Day.
I am going to... Oh, yeah. Well, to you, JJ, I don't know if you're watching on Twitch.
There's
but
no way in hell.
This whiskey's for you. Cheers. Clink.
Are we going to shoot this thing or what?
Hell no. A little sip for my boy.
I think this is the first one we didn't have a new whiskey in house.
Ah.
First time in like I guess that's 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks. There we go.
Crazy.
I can count.
Oh, man. I didn't know we have a running thing. I would have brought another bottle.
It's, again, the bits just kind of take on a life of their own.
But speaking of bits, I did keep my bit going.
This is a different bit?
No, this is the other bit, the song of the week.
Let's see. Well, it's taken Jack and I to kind of decipher the meaning behind the bits.
This is usually where I have Jack dancing here with me.
This is where I have somebody helping me and explaining the parts of this this mishigas that I'm not quite understanding. All
right, so my new guilty pleasure is is TikTok. Dude, I'm like this close to getting a bad slant of TikTok account, but I don't know how much we're going to be like dancing and making videos.
Apparently you like spyware too. All right, go ahead.
But dude, it's like... Do you like YouTube? Do you go down the rabbit hole watching video after video after video?
I like videos with chicken wings in them. That's about it. They're really, it's the saddest thing when you go through my YouTube history.
And that's all it is, hot ones.
It's just first we feast and that's it. No variety.
So, you know, like, so TikTok, maybe about 2 months ago, like, I've been hearing so much about TikTok and all the kids are using TikTok. And I'm like, what?
I would like to hear less about TikTok.
I was like,
go
what
ahead.
The heck is a TikTok? So then I downloaded the app. And then luckily, you could get into the app without having an account. So I didn't have to sign up for an account. So I was just using it and just watching videos. And,
not selling me yet, but okay.
And it's all just like a bunch of like, a majority of it is dances, right? But every once in a while they do funny bits and like artistic bits. But then majority of the videos that are on TikTok is just dances to songs.
All right.
And so I don't know. I just, it's so freaking addictive. I can't stop watching TikTok. So I'm on TikTok like freaking daily now, just watching these videos. And lately all the big celebrities have their own TikTok accounts and they're producing videos. But theirs, because they're a lot older, they're not out here dancing and stuff. Sometimes they're like,
what are they doing on the TikTok?
They're like giving inside look into like, you know, if they're doing film or they're doing a new album, they're doing something. They're just, it's just stories. Basically, they're using TikTok to put stories, which then send people back to Instagram, which is strange because
it's the part of Instagram that nobody likes, but it's just that.
Exactly.
And then they feed you back into Instagram. Right. So why don't I just go to Instagram?
Yeah.
Indulge me, if you will.
I don't know.
Oh,
God. I mean, even people that are on TikTok, they create the videos on TikTok, but they actually then have to post it into Instagram to make sure they get the views because everyone's on Instagram, right?
Yes. It's not seamless. They have to actually put it
in. They have to like post it on TikTok, then it saves a video to their phone. Then they go to Instagram and then post that video. So it's tedious as hell, but dude,
this sounds like a lot of fun. Let me tell you.
But I'm starting, like, these songs are becoming catchy because you hear the same songs over and over and over.
So that explains the bit this week.
So the bit this week is that whole Renegade song, and yeah. So that's,
this sounds
that's
like that. You just explained anything on the internet to somebody who doesn't
have the
internet.
Come on, old man. Get with it, man.
It's a damn shame. Jack is celebrating his birthday. And you would think he'd be the elder statesman. No. I think I'm holding the crown fairly securely. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your latest obsession.
Get with it.
It's a little less pervy than everything else you're into. But you know what? I think that's a good time for us to start
the
show.
You call me pervy?
Wouldn't be the first.
Yeah.
From the Bad Slant Studios in Fairfax, Virginia, it is the Bad Slant Podcast, live from Eddie's room, live on Twitch. And I think we're still doing stuff on YouTube, too. But we thank you for joining us. Another edition of the show. I am Asian John, your hashtag moderator. We're down a man. We're I guess we're not playing hurt, but we're
fine.
The two bulls. We soldier on. there's the Iceman.
Hello.
On the ones and twos, keeping us moving. You can find us on BadSlant.com. on Instagram and Twitter at Bad Slant. We're streaming live again on the Twitch, and we'll figure this whole thing out and make it smoother eventually. But
And one of these weeks, I'm gonna do a thing. I'm making a slew of updates to the website, so little mini improvements here and there. I think in maybe the next week or the week after, I'll break down some of the new changes and improvements. So okay. Stay tuned.
Let me know where the link to Pornhub is, and we'll be set for life.
Oh, I'll set one up for you. No worries.
I will bookmark it. Again, check us out on our website. I don't know what the hell we're talking about. But whether you're watching or you're listening through the traditional podcast mediums, Apple, Damn. Google, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn, Stitcher.
Whiskey got me warm, man.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to have to pad alone because the man-child with whom
my drink of choice every week is vodka. This week, I'm starting with the brown stuff, and it is warm, man.
Wait, are you hot, or are you about to go take a piss? Like,
No, I'm just hot. Heat.
I am so confused as to where we are right now.
The brown stuff gets you warm.
All right. Hopefully you're warm wherever you are listening to this show, be it Pandora, TuneIn, Stitcher, or CastBox. We thank you for indulging in the show and that guy's weird obsessions. But we appreciate your patronage, and we would also appreciate your patronage on our website, badslant.com/support, yes. When you do your shopping at Amazon, Target, and Walmart. Okay, I know people are buying a bunch of medical related goods and services right now. They're doing everything they can to gird against the Black Plague that has seemingly swept across the world. If you try to find a face mask, like a surgical mask, or even just like a regular mask you wear to do like yard work right now,
mm-hmm.
You'd be up shit creek with no paddle. I went to Home Depot today, not by choice. I wasn't out looking for these medical masks, but I had an urgent need today. Just today, for a non-medical reason, to have a face mask, and lo and behold, they just got a sign on that bad boy that's saying
no
go.
So I hear it's like frowned upon. You're not supposed to be buying these things anymore.
You're not. We got friends in high places, and they might know a thing or two about the medical profession.
Right.
No face mask, and I'm going to make that clear right here, right now. But if you really want to like cover all the bases, you want to get some black nitrile gloves.
Are we allowed to buy those?
You bet your sweet ass you are. All
right.
I think they got them all over the place, but the black ones that they sell on Amazon from X3 Industrial, that's the Amazon choice. AJ endorses it. I actually use it not just for keeping away the griblies, but when I'm actually like cooking. Like I'll be at home like with gloves on.
Really?
Yeah.
You're weird, man.
Okay,
isn't it supposed to protect you from germs outside when not in the house? You're supposed to be safe in your home when you're quarantined.
It's an ancillary benefit, but it has so many uses. So if you're thinking, okay, you want to be a germaphobe, but you want to look cool, the black color makes you look way cooler. But you can get a box.
Or like a killer.
Or that. Maybe a sociopath. But you know, but between that and wearing a face mask, what looks weird?
That's true.
Thank you.
Wearing both of those, super crazy.
Yeah, but... you can get a box of these, a box of 100 on sale right now for $9.95 on Amazon. Just
pretty
make sure.
Good.
Go through our link, badslant.com/support, when you do just that. And come visit me in my home where I'll be wearing my gloves. Staying away from people of all colors and creeds. Okay, so this is the thing. I didn't really expect to be kind of hit with the hysteria with coronavirus because I haven't gone out of the country in mm-hmm. some time. And when I say sometime, it's like 3 months or so. But I haven't been out like where this thing has taken hold in the world. But it's almost impossible to go anywhere and not have some type of precaution or something hitting you in the face about what everyone's doing to try to avoid potentially getting sick.
Right.
And what sucks even more is that it's allergy season too. So I you can hear it now in my voice, like, there's congestion.
Oh, is that what you're looking for the mask for?
No.
For your allergies?
I need a full hazmat suit. I want to go head to toe because I think it's getting in through my pores. But anytime you hear somebody sneeze, like right now, your antenna goes way the hell up. I went to work the other day and there was a guy two cubes down from me who was sneezing and blowing his nose and your hair stays on it.
Like, what are you doing here?
Right. And it's all about... You know, I think when you're sick anyway, you kind of just need to play it safe. And don't the phrase don't be a hero gets thrown out a lot. But now more than ever, like it's readily acceptable to just say, okay, I'm going to work from home. And it's not frowned upon. So especially now more than ever, you should not be taking that hero mentality into work.
I thought like almost all employers are encouraging people to work from home now.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just
not yours.
I have a pretty liberal policy going right now. And I not really anything like written down that says, hey, you should probably stay away. I've kind of taken liberties here and there. But not anything that is like extravagant or against the rules or anything. But yeah, I've chosen to stay away of late.
I've been fortunate, man. Like my all the contracts that I'm on right now doesn't require me to be on site for any of them, only for like big meetings. So luckily, I've been staying my ass in the house.
You're dodging that bullet.
So I'm good, man. I'm really happy. I'm especially during this time. Like I'm content being at home.
Are you afraid? Like the hysteria is kind of taken hold just about everywhere. We hear it like on sports radio, like we hear it on our podcast, we see and hear it on TV. Like, yeah. Has it affected you yet? Do you feel like it's a lot of hoopla, or do you think it's
whoopla.
Actually whoopla? I'm sorry, on this show, it's whoopla.
Only when I leave the house, because I'm at home, I'm kind of in my own world. I'm doing my thing. I don't really notice it as much. You know, if I think I was out in the office and seeing people and like passing by people coughing and looking nasty, I think that will start to freak me out. Like this week, was the first time I went to the store in some time. So I went to Costco to, you know, for the usual errands or, you know, picking up some
9 bottles of vodka
trying to
for yeah, this show. Only.
Exactly. And then in addition to that, you know, the other necessities like water and paper towel and wipes and stuff. I had no idea Costco was cleaned out, man.
Oh.
You do not see, this is the first time ever in my life you go to a Costco and you don't see a single pack of water. Not the giant sizes, the name brands. Like right now, I was willing to take anything and there was no water. All the wipes, the disinfective wipes, none. It was all cleaned out.
Oh my God.
I'm like, holy moly.
I not leave my house this week? What the hell is going on? So I'm missing all of this.
So I thought, okay, at first I was like, either I just went on a weird day at Costco where they didn't get their shipment in yet. But then after that, I went to like a regular grocery store, like a Safeway and stuff. Oh my God, they got signs everywhere that's like they took all the wipes off the shelves and they put a sign there that says, we're limiting the wipes.
Oh so, my God.
So they're hiding it behind like customer service and
it's like
and,
a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're marking it up too, but I'm usually just buying Costco sized boxes of wipes and now I can't even find those.
You're
so
a glutton.
It's nuts, man. I didn't realize it's gotten to that level. And I'm like, so I'm telling the wife, I'm like, I had no idea. It's crazy once we leave the house.
But you missed out on a very important opportunity to try to basically maximize your purchases at Costco. You could have gotten hand sanitizer and drinking water in the same bottle, Kirkland vodka. You can wash your hands with it, no. And you can consume it.
Supposedly,
no?
It needs to be a certain level of alcohol for it. I think they said, 60% alcohol or something like that, and for it to like
120 actually, proof.
Yeah. So I think the vodka.
You see that far away look in my eye? That was me doing math.
Let's see. What's this?
That's the Kirkland vodka. I want to say 40%, so probably 80 proof.
80 proof.
So we're just below full blown hand sanitizer.
So it'll kill some of the germs, not all of them.
Okay, it'll kill some of the germs. But you can drink a whole lot more of it.
Yeah. It'll get your insides clean.
Yeah, exactly. Just like wiped out completely. Were you tempted to look outside to see whether it was like snowing or something? Because that's the only other time that this shit happens around here.
Yeah.
It hasn't snowed. And
I just could not believe it, man. I didn't realize we're at that point already. I mean, there's still plenty of milk and eggs, but I didn't notice. I was looking at people's shopping habits when I was at Costco and they were getting like all the canned stuff. And I'm like, oh, we're getting ready for some serious crap right now.
So are these people like preparing for like to go Wuhan lockdown?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you heard about the Wuhan handshake? I don't know if this is even legit.
The little crazy things.
Don't know, man. Like I think I heard it on like a morning zoo show. They were talking about it's just feet. Like
it's feet.
It just looks like they're doing the kid in play. Like
at this point, just don't touch people. You know?
Oh, God. I shook hands with somebody today. God damn it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Fist bumps, man. I think that's what they're suggesting now. No more handshakes. Do fist bumps.
Adam Silver, yeah, NBA league commissioner, came out and said that.
Oh, I saw something about like the in Italy, they're just going to start playing to empty crowds just like to keep people at home now. It's nuts, man.
Sounds like the best soccer match ever. We'll get to Italy and the coronavirus in a second. But aside from going shopping in empty aisles, have you taken any other precautions?
I mean, it's a lot
for
of
yourself. I'll start there.
Just I mean, I don't know. I'm already a little OCD where I wash my hands a lot, so I just now make sure that the
why
kids...
do you wash your hands? You're just at home playing TikTok, man. Come on.
So now it's I just making sure that the girls are taking that extra initiative of washing their hands between like every single activity, right. And then because they're going to school, they're leaving the house more than I am now.
They have better lives than
I know. But then, like, so when they come back home, that's like one of the first things we do when we walk back in the house, like, go wash your damn hands, change your clothes right away. And then, now we time, like, we tell them, like, you have to, like, sing the alphabet as they're washing their hands to make sure they're not just like, usually before when they wash hands, they just slap some soap, put their hands under water and they're done. Now we're like, no, you're going to do the alphabet as you're washing your hands.
They got to recreate the Miyagi scene from Karate Kid. Like, I need to see smoke coming off those fingers. Dun. What are you doing there, Mr. Miyagi? Why are you rubbing so vigorously?
They really like that, though. I do that to them when I do the fake
massage.
It's
like a test. It's a bit.
And then I tell them I'm fixing their pain, and then they're like, ooh, it works, it works. This is the coolest bit.
Have they seen the movie?
No.
Okay. Boy, are they going to they're gonna be in for a rude awakening when that pops up. Because
they feel the heat from the hands after all the rubbing. Then they're like, oh, my God, it's like magic powers. Yeah, they think I know magic.
This is Parenting 101, if anybody is taking notes at home. Okay, so
how about you? Are you doing anything besides all your crazy gloves?
Staying my ass at home is
good for you.
Well, I've had a confluence of factors that keep me out of the office this week. So, or at least for the bulk of this week.
Yeah,
but I imagine where I work, it's going to hit critical mass pretty soon because it's so many people coming in and out. Like
seriously,
they're all in the metro.
You don't take the metro in, right?
I take the bus home.
You don't drive?
No,
because you started driving.
No, we the wife and I commute together in.
Still,
yes, but it's back on the bus on the return. Still
man,
in practice.
I don't know why are you risking it, man.
Telling you, it is logistically impossible to own a vehicle where I work or to have a vehicle where I work.
That's
so
crazy.
It is nuts, but. I think we may get to a point if it continues on. Like it doesn't look like there's a break in this coming anytime soon. So if it keeps at this rate, I imagine I'm probably going to be told at some point, if you don't got to come in, don't come in. It could be next week. It could be 2 weeks from now or whatever. I think it's on the horizon if there's not like a breakthrough of some kind. Because again, I'm just in... an enclosed environment with scores of people coming in and out every day through public transportation. And it's just going to be a feeding frenzy. Now I will say I caught wind of the basic things that they were saying that need to be done. Just wash your hands. Okay. Yeah. Do the alphabet and then don't touch your face. I'm like straight. I can do this standing on my head. And then I realized
what's wrong with the touching your face bit. Like, is it
I touch my face all the damn time.
Me too.
It's allergy season. Every 5 seconds, I'm putting my wrist to my forehead trying to get the gunk off of me. Or like I feel like my skin is crawling.
But it's fine if you're washing your hands, right? Then you could touch your face. Or even that
if you
activates the virus or something.
It's like a catcher's mitt, all right? Like you're fielding stuff left and right. Even after you clean something off, you might drag your hand on another surface that is exactly. Yes, thank you for doing the Pac-Man bit for the Twitch folks. It's inevitable. You're going to brush up against something. It may not be anything as serious as corona, but it could be something a little bit more the somewhat threatening to your health regardless of
jeez.
Yeah. E. coli, whatever.
You're freaking me out now.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to die. We're all going to die. Thank God Jack stayed away from here because he's not going to die from us coughing.
That's probably the real reason why he's not here. He's probably freaked out.
He was told to stay away from, yeah, from these two, like, idiots.
Uh-uh, you're staying your ass at home.
There's 0% chance that John hasn't touched something Corona.
Like a Corona?
Yes. Have you had a Corona? And like,
oh my God.
Like,
I'm trying
to ballpark it.
Last time was probably in the summer. At someone's house, there was a Corona. So I was like,
that's an answer,
sure.
I was not expecting.
Like, why not? If that, you know.
Beggars can't be choosers, you know? I'm sure, but I mean, I'm scarred for life when it comes to Coronas.
What do you mean? Just because we had it so much?
Yeah, you remember. Yeah. It was like a period where our boy, his brother, had the only beer he kept in stock was Corona, except he didn't actually put it in a fridge. He has had it in a
just
shed.
Sitting out.
It was in the shed in
room
the backyard.
Temperature Coronas?
No, not room temperature.
Oh, hot.
Hot. Hot. Because we drank them in the summers, and they were sitting in the damn tool shed the entire day long, and then he just go back there, pop the door open, pull out the case, and just start drinking. I'm like,
you guys
what?
Don't even like let it sit on ice or in a freezer? Like,
I think there was an attempt.
Like a flash freeze or something.
I think it may have got like the coolest it got was room temperature, and that's it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And the flavor has just eroded my my want and need for a Corona for the rest of time. Like
a cold Corona with the lime in it, not the worst thing in the world.
It's not the worst. It ain't the best.
But you know, I think now we're spoiled by so many better things to drink that I can't go back to that.
I think I did something else bad with the Corona too. Should I share?
Up your bunghole?
No, Jesus, come on. Okay, you're right back into the perv category. Like we were like,
I don't know what else can you do with it.
We were
you consumed
we were,
it, and then
I did. I'm just saying we were riding steady in the perv freeze version of ice.
It happens,
and it just came rushing right back. I drank I found a Corona on our boy's Sabah's front yard.
What from when?
This is years ago, man. Like, and you know,
yeah, you just walk by and you're just like, I'm gonna drink that.
Yeah, pretty much. this is at that stage where alcohol is still fairly new, and like, oh man, this bottle looks unopened. Like, it's got to be good. It's shiny, looks like a Corona. So I drank the damn thing and
got sick.
Yeah, it's like it's been sitting in the sun for God knows how long. Oh, maybe in somebody's shed. Who knows? I don't know. But yeah.
Well, back then, I don't even think we even cared about skunky beer either. I think we just drank whatever we got our hands on.
No, you know? Drink it and deal with the halitosis afterwards.
It's like, you know, we weren't of age, so anytime you could find anything within reach, sure, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, back then, I remember it was just, while you guys were drinking Coronas, I was enjoying the good old Mike's
hard lemonade. Almost said it at the same damn time.
Oh, it was so good. Until we had too many. And then I was like, okay, I'm all lemonade out.
Do you think there's a virus coming, like named after Mike's hard lemonade?
I always wonder, like, how did they get the name Corona? Like,
is there
a meaning behind that?
I'm not sure the exact meaning. The coronavirus has existed. This isn't completely brand new. Like, if you look on the label of like your Clorox wipes, it says it wipes out like coronavirus. So this is just a different permutation of the virus that we're encountering now. That is
19.
Yes, yeah. The first 18 were pussies. Now this 19th one's a powerhouse, shooting to the top. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully this show soldiers on.
In addition to all the Costco stuff, the thing that really escalated it for me was like seeing all these headlines recently that once like there's like the headlines said it's in the U.S. now, like all these companies now are pulling out of everything. But they're pulling out of South by Southwest, like all the big keynotes that they typically do like this time of year. They're canceling all that stuff, and that's the stuff I look forward to, all this geeky tech conferences.
No wonder you're on TikTok so goddamn much. You got nothing else
going
on.
Nothing else to watch.
Everything's getting canceled for ice.
I'm like, whoa, if all these big companies, and then I'm seeing like the stock markets are being impacted.
Plunging.
Because they're not getting their goods and making their monies, you know? It's like, it's
crazy.
These
AirPods aren't going to make themselves.
Seriously.
My God.
I'm like, holy
poor moly. Apple.
It's like, this thing is legit, man.
They bet, all these companies bet it all on China. And
China.
All losing China. Right now. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Initially when I heard about it, I didn't think it would get to this level where it would impact like the economy and just all the American like huge corporations right. and stuff. And I'm just like, whoa, it's like, what's next? Like, this is pretty...
They might cancel WrestleMania, goddammit.
Where is it this year?
Tampa Bay. And they just found their first cases of coronavirus in Tampa Bay.
No, yeah, really? Yeah,
so they have to have contingency plans in place.
Oh, no.
It's hit me where I live, man, I'm telling you. So the work thing...
Can they do WrestleMania to, like, an empty stadium?
they did the halftime show 1 year in a closed arena with nobody in it. The Rock and Mankind, they just run that thing back all over again.
That would be strange.
It'd be butt weird.
Wrestling with a quiet arena?
Yeah. That means they can ham it up a little bit more. A lot more shit talking, if you know what I mean. But they're not the only ones doing empty arena things. In Japan, like, obviously they're more directly affected. Right. I think they had some Japanese promotions specific. I think it's a women's promotion that did an empty arena match.
Oh yeah,
a card, and this was like just a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, things started to escalate some more. And then all of a sudden, like, there's a slew of cancellations. I'm talking like big cards, like New Japan Pro Wrestling, where they're just, and they got like 20,000-30,000 people showing up, and they're just knocking them all off the schedule, like dozens at a time. And
crazy.
And WrestleMania too now. So everything's nothing's off the table. Everything could get got. You know who else is not immune to all this?
007.
You would think. You would think James Bond could beat the coronavirus, but you'd be mistaken. Are you a mark for the James Bond flicks at all?
It's weird.
Any iteration? Anyone in specific?
I like, every time I watch it, I enjoy it. I think they're really entertaining. I just, for some reason, never gotten behind it where I'm like, I need to watch the next one.
Not like
just,
a one seed.
It's like, you know, if it's on, or if someone that I'm around says, hey, look, you want to watch this? I'm like, sure, let's watch it. And then at the end of the movie, I'm like, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was a really good
movie. You never regret it.
No, but I don't remember them. I put them in the same category as like the Mission Impossible. It's like, I can't
bite your tongue.
I like Mission Impossible, but I can never remember them. I can't remember the difference between 1, 2, 3, wherever.
Rogue Nation?
No, I can't remember.
Ghost Protocol?
No, I can't remember. But
Rebecca Ferguson?
I've seen a lot of them. And then when I see it, I was like, I've seen this movie. I couldn't tell you for the life of me which one it is.
So for you, I'm just saying like words and nouns and verbs. And
well,
like
I know the titles of the movie. I just don't know which movie it is. Same thing with the James Bond stuff. Like, you can say GoldenEye. You can say, you know,
Taking It Back.
I don't know. Better Luck Tomorrow or something.
Jesus Christ!
Isn't it something like that?
Yes.
Better die tomorrow. Die something. Oh God!
I think I'm getting hot now. Is it warm in here? Or is it just whiskey? Holy hell!
It's one of those.
I don't feel like correcting you. So it's not really made a huge impact on you.
Not totally. I guess maybe it was GoldenEye.
Can you name one other Bond movie other than GoldenEye? Just I need one, and then we can move on. Did I start the clock?
Can I phone a friend?
I don't think Jack's awake right now. Okay, don't worry about it. I'll make do with this here and now.
Rogue Nation.
There we go. when he's right, he's right. So what if I told you that they had to put the brakes on the filming of the last iteration of this James Bond series because of the coronavirus?
Were they filming in Asia?
They were filming in Italy.
Ah,
And if you caught the news, they had like a huge and fast-breaking, for lack of a better term, outbreak in Italy. And I can't put my finger on it. It might have just been the fact that they have a lot of Chinese tourists there. Whatever it is, they just had a huge influx of cases in Italy, and it shut down the soccer match you're talking about.
Yeah.
But they were filming scenes of 007 there, so they had to put the brakes on that.
So they started already, and now they have to like just cut it off or put it on pause, right? Did they?
I think it's had such a ripple effect that it's actually put a delay on the actual release of the film. So it's cascading. It's not
that's
just
tough, man.
And it's Hollywood where they plan out their release dates years in advance. Like, they have to stake this shit out because Marvel is like taking them all up.
Seriously, it's all timed. It's all there's so much financial backing to produce these especially for a James Bond flick. I mean, that's a lot, like a lot of money that goes behind these things, and for it to just be put on hold. That's a lot of money that just sits there, and they bank on the ticket sales, and if it never comes out, or if it comes out way later, they're going to be working at a loss for quite some time, and that's bad for business.
Yeah, one could say everyone's working for the weekend.
I
don't care. Speaking to an audience of one, me.
But yeah, I don't know. This could be the beginning of a lot of films. It's like, well, what happens if all these films that are in the works has to be put on pause? Like, because, I mean, it's...
Thank God they finished Mulan, man. I'm telling you. That could have been real dicey for this show. I don't know. Like, yeah, I can see a cascading effect where, you know, they have to put so many productions on hold, and suddenly, like, you see what's happening with the stock market. Everything's kind of taking a nosedive because they can't produce actual product, and the people are panicking.
Coming to an end. Oh, yeah. God.
This is the third peg leg of the apocalypse or something. I don't know. I don't know. It could really hamper a lot of Hollywood projects for years to come because, you know, like you said, like there's money invested here, mm-hmm. and like the money they make from this is what ends up producing other films. So if you have a hiccup in like one gigantic tentpole like 007, then you're potentially putting a whole slew of other projects on.
By any chance, you wouldn't know when it was scheduled to be released, right?
Let me look her up right quick.
Because I'm curious to see like if that was slated to fall in like the like part of like the summer blockbusters, right? If you miss that, you almost got to almost like push back like a whole calendar year because, you know, you don't want to like
throw an out. August release is kind of a death just, knell.
Or like even like mid-November, that's not really the right time to throw out like a huge action flick. So
you say that, but they dropped those Thor movies in November. So I don't know if it's because... Yeah, the first Thor movie, I think, came out in November. And I think they kind of kept the bit going for quite some time. I think Ragnarok might have been the one where they turned left and decided to go a more traditional blockbuster route. But yeah, I think it's not as a dead of a season as you would think. So I'd be curious to see if they might actually pivot in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, the part of the problem is like once you get to that time of year, a lot of the movies or the focus becomes more like holiday centric. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more holiday family movies and the Christmas movies. So, you know, animations tend to work because again, it's a family type movie, but mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to bring the family out to watch some James Bond, you know.
Right. This will knock your head back. It was originally scheduled to release on April 3rd. It's now pushed back to November 25th.
Ooh, yeah. Well, if they come out November 25th, I guess that could be like, you know, Thanksgiving Day and everyone gets together and then they go watch James Bond. Right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I think I watched Skyfall and
Skyfall.
Oh, God. You had all that time and nothing. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I watched Skyfall or Spectre I don't think I watched Spectre in theaters. But I definitely watched Skyfall when it released in theaters, and I definitely remember it being cold. So it kind of lends itself to that. This might have been like the first time they really decided to go like balls deep in the whole notion of being a summer blockbuster, which it could have been because it's the last Bond with Daniel Craig. So that, and they're talking about the spinning off the franchise to somebody new. But yeah, that's kind of a massive blow.
Changes their plans because if you roll out in April, you can let that sit in theaters about May, June. June is probably like the tail end of it, maybe early July, and then they have to pull it from the theaters.
But they got like a full like month ahead of Black Widow.
Yeah.
Like they're free and clear that whole
freight train. Throwing it into November just like changes ticket sales, which
I think it changed the timing. I don't think it really changes the prospects for the movie all that much because it's if anything, it's going to build the suspense from the time it was supposed to come out to November. But we'll see. I could be wrong.
That's assuming they can
if they can continue on. Yeah.
Right.
lot riding on it. So we'll see. So there's that. And well, I guess we'll see what happens with the Italian soccer matches too. But I would watch the hell out of an empty arena soccer match just like for shits and giggles.
It's funny. I remember when they played at Congressional with no crowd, the round of golf. You remember that?
The hell was that about?
Yeah. I
did the coronavirus travel back in time to a golf tournament?
I can't wreak remember. Havoc? I can't remember. I feel like it had something to do with the weather, where it was so bad, or like the heat was so bad or something, and they just wanted to
just get it over with.
Well, they wanted to do something for the safety of like the
patrons.
All the patrons there. So they're just like, we're just going to do one of the rounds with no one there, and then later we'll open it back up for people to show up. I can't remember. I feel like it was weather related though. And it was the weirdest thing because it was like
typhoon.
No, so all the players were playing, and then usually like they get like claps on the green. So like the players were clapping for the other players as they were putting and stuff like normal.
Oh god,
it was like the funniest thing.
What a bunch of losers! I'm imagining Tiger on the tee box, and then he follows through in his swing, and he holds it. He's just waiting for applause.
I know,
and he just stands still. He's got nothing.
He's like, nice. No one's talking in my backswing. This is great. So weird. No. Camera flashes, nothing. This is great.
Nobody's saying Baba Booey. Good times.
Actually, Congressional, I remember they don't let you do anything there. They're so mean. Remember?
We went once.
Yeah. They're strict.
We went once.
Yeah.
But I don't have you gone back since?
No.
Okay, got it.
Actually, no, I went there twice.
Yeah. All right. How was it the second time?
Same thing.
The worst. All right. Fair enough. Well, good luck in getting back to another empty empty golf course or whatever the hell it is you're trying to find. All right, I feel like it's becoming a recurring bit where we're going to overanalyze a small fragment of the new Batman movie story.
Yeah.
Our guy, R-Pats.
R-Pats.
All right, so let's chronicle this. It was like 3 weeks ago. It was the teaser for the suit, and we blew a collective load. And then the following week, they showed the rest of them, and then we tried to regather the load.
Like, and I want that load back. Like, sorry.
We're back to our refractory period. Like, nothing was firing the way that it should. And then this week, what was the thing? There's a car now.
Mm.
The week three of our ongoing weekly Batman update, there's a car now. For me, the thing that jumped out right away, it looked a lot like the Ford versus Ferrari car. Like, the body lines, the tail lights, like it could have been like they just rolled what the hell, the GT 5000, whatever the hell it is, just rolled right onto the set. They painted it black.
Maybe.
Yep. Hey, here you go, buddy.
It was probably in the set next door. They're just like, can we use that after you're done?
That is badass, man. Christian Bale, get out of there. You don't need that car anymore. It looks great. I didn't realize though that there was a fervor. There were people not thrilled about it. Like that we'll discuss that. But when you saw it, what did you think immediately about the new Batmobile?
My first reaction was I hated it. I was in that camp because I grew up on Keaton, right? So that original
goofy cartoonish rendition of a vehicle.
Yes,
that was claymation.
Well that. That was essentially modeled after what we've seen in comic books and cartoons and stuff prior. So you have like...
No, that's not the Batmobile that I grew up with. The one I grew up with was...
Oh, the Adam West?
Yes, yeah. It had a dome.
I guess that's kind of where this is, right?
Right, it had a dome within a dome, yes, absolutely.
But like, I just feel like that was very like Batman, you know, the Keaton Batmobile is very Batman, and then the bombs coming out of the wheels and boom, 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 and boom.
The laziest bombs of all time. Yeah, right. They weren't projectiles. They just rolled.
It just dropped.
They're listing lazily out of the left wheel. Like, the hell is that?
And somehow it magically rolled away from the car and then blew up.
Yes. Like,
it didn't just stop and drop right next to the car and just blew up the car.
It was a nice homing roll out of the car. It's bizarre. But
so it's like, it went from that to like the several iterations of Batman after that, and then it got to the Nolan Batmans. And with
did
every,
you like the Tumblr? Like,
I did. I think the Nolan one was like Everything about the Nolan one
it's very realistic. I get it.
But it was realistic, but very like military feel.
Practical.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, he probably got like military grade like vehicles, and like everything felt like it was just like, you know, like I don't know.
It was a bridging vehicle.
Yeah.
We couldn't get the bridge to work, but she works fine.
So it's like, that's where I was like, I felt that was like the epitome of taking the Batmobile really stylistically bat car into modern era. But this like almost took that idea and went super real. Like you would take
hyper real.
Like you take an existing like muscle car and made it the Batmobile.
Do we even need to talk about the Batflick Batmobile? He wasn't around long enough for that thing to make an impact, I guess. Fair?
To be honest, I don't even remember what he was driving around in.
I think it was a little more stylized. It might actually be like a cross section between the Keaton Batmobile and the
The
Tumbler.
Oh crap! Let me do a quick Google search just while.
Yeah, yeah. I'll pad for
Batman
a bit.
Batman Affleck.
I don't remember it having as much of a reaction. I don't think it moves people one way or the other, which could be good, could be bad.
No. I remember this. I remember they leaked that one photo of it.
And then Batman started to drift, and Superman was like just staring him down, like staring daggers into him, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
It's a little bit of a mix between the Tumbler and the Keaton one.
It's like a militarized version of Keaton's clay car. But it was odd, but this one kind of goes way more into this is, I think we're in Adam West territory with this one. Like it just like the body line, the length
of the
car.
Right. I think you're right.
It's a little cartoony, but not so, not complete.
Very
Adam
little.
West. But it's almost like it's a throwback. Like you might be able to, you could have seen this car in the 70s and it'd be fine.
Yeah. I mean, even when you think back of like the prior week when we saw the motorcycle, the Batcycle, that felt very just like a generic motorcycle as well.
Yeah.
So it was like they're almost simplifying things down to just a regular motorcycle and a regular vehicle, and with like subtle touches to make it like a Batcycle, Batmobile.
Is that like a cafe racer type?
Yeah, it felt like it, right?
Yeah, it was way too European.
But then I can't remember, was it together when we saw it, but when you look closer at the Batman, the cowl, like he has that line that was almost like Adam West-ish.
Yes.
Right?
There is so many, everything feels very, I don't know if this is a period set piece, but it's starting to feel that way. Like we're moving in that direction. We are analyzing the shit out of this.
It's almost like the dude he was so inspired by the Adam West one that he wanted to make a modern take of Adam West's Batman, possibly.
So is he going to do the Dougie instead of the Batusi? Like, what? No?
No, I mean, just like, you know, I think with the little touches now, I think you raise up a good point that it does. This Batmobile does feel a lot like that Batmobile from that era. And then with the way that the Batcycle looked, it looked very, I don't know. It feels real. Like, it's not like
are something. Are you tired of realistic looking superheroes? I mean, have we,
I don't know.
Are we too Marvelized at this point?
No. Like every time I see when something's like,
somebody's got to fly. Come on, man.
Overly comic, like overly like DC-ish. Like DC tends to do that kind of crap.
Too gritty.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not a big fan of that. So.
How'd that work out for Birds of Prey, huh, dickheads?
Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh.
And I don't plan to.
At all? You know you're going to watch it. I need to watch it.
Do you need to watch it?
What the funny thing about that movie is the biggest headline or the biggest thing coming out of that movie was something about like a breakfast sandwich that was like featured in that film.
What?
Yeah, there was like some breakfast.
Did you learn this on TikTok? Like, what are you talking about? I got nothing here.
It was on YouTube or something, but like everywhere.
You know what I watch on YouTube? It's not anything about breakfast sandwiches. It's chicken wings.
Everything that comes up with like related to the movie, it's not how well like the characters were, or like the storyline or the plot twist or anything. It's about, there's this one sandwich that Harley Quinn eats in somewhere in the flick, and it's supposed to be so like,
she got a bacon, egg, and cheese from a bodega. Oh, my God.
Something about it was so like,
she's so woke.
It stuck, and I guess everyone's now trying to recreate that sandwich, and it's like a thing.
Is it like the sandwich from Spanglish? You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Son of a...
Adam Sandler.
Yes. Okay, you may not know what I'm referring to. It's the weird one of the weirder Adam Sandler movies to really get into, but he makes the best looking sandwich you've ever seen in your life.
Really?
Like, cinematically or like live and in person, that thing is beautifully constructed. You need booze. It's okay. I like cinematic food is something that is fascinating.
You remember? Did you watch The Chef? Chef Favreau's.
Yes, food I've truck? Seen Chef.
That it got me into. I still haven't had a Cubano. I feel like that movie has made me want to have like a really legit Cubano, a Cuban.
I'm not gonna get angry. If anything gets you to eat a Cuban, it's a good thing. But I want to get angry. But it's beside but the point.
I've never felt the need to try it. But that movie, the way he
you don't like pork.
I don't know.
You don't like pressed grilled sandwiches?
I love on a plancha. I love pressed grilled sandwiches.
On a plancha.
Plancha.
You've been to Miami, haven't you?
Yeah.
Nothing at all said, maybe I should have the best sandwich you could possibly have in Miami.
No. I think I was more worried about the fact that I was just in Miami.
La cocaína, la marijuana, that whole thing?
Yeah.
That's Miami.
Clubs. The club scene.
Yeah. Well, cheers to you potentially having a Cubano next. What, 6 months? Are we
going to
put
it down? Is there anywhere around here that's like worth going to have a good Cuban?
There are, I think, at least two or three really good Cuban places in D.C. One of them actually has like an outpost where they come into Crystal City in this little joint called The Stand. I can't remember the name of the restaurant offhand, but it's basically this little, it's a hut in the middle of Crystal City where they like bring in like a rotating group, like 1 week at a time. Like they have this Cuban joint 1 week. They had Timber Pizza Company come through and they rolled out this brick oven and with wood fire in the middle of Crystal City. And there's wood firing pizzas for you, like made to order. It's the craziest damn thing. I don't know if they're gonna succeed.
Sounds amazing.
But yeah, there are a couple of good sandwich restaurants.
Everywhere that I go, I see it on the menu. Like, nah, this can't be good.
So be good.
No.
But we should just, you know what? If you give me a time that you want.
You want to take me?
We going to go.
Yeah.
We going to get Cubans.
It. I'm serious.
Cubanos for life.
Cubanos.
What the hell are we talking about again?
I don't know.
Batman.
Oh, Batman. Yes.
I don't know how the hell we got there. To button this all up, I have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
How did we get
to Cubans?
I don't know.
Oh, movie food.
Birds of Prey. Yes.
I'm slowly walking this back.
So all
the only thing that came out of Birds of Prey memes
from the Batmobile is like Fast and Furious. Everyone's saying that this is basically, they're mixing the cars with like Fast and Furious movie posters and stuff.
Are we setting up for a crossover event the likes of which we've never seen?
How crazy would that be?
Like The Rock didn't show up in Fast 9 because he was too busy becoming Black Adam, and now he's going to murder Dominic Toretto.
Oh my goodness.
In Fast 10.
Sounds amazing.
As Black Adam, and Shazam will be the end credit scene. Holy hell. We've totally fixed the DCEU in 5 minutes.
Just like that.
Oh my God. And we get to see Dominic Toretto get his ass whooped by goddamn superhero.
But now he has a twin brother, I guess.
Oh my God, it's John Cena.
So you have to fight two of those Toretto's.
There's two of them. Man, I can't believe that's actually happening. There's going
don't
to
you
be
wish a... that paused, right? That production of that movie.
I was gonna say, like, how did that one skate and make their release date, but like, not...
You know what? This is going to be a great idea.
We should fast-track this before any pathogens infect our stars. How much time we got left?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Did we button up the Batman discussion sufficiently?
I guess... So I'm assuming you liked the vehicle.
I liked it for just on its merits. Like, it's cool-looking. It has a retro vibe to it. Like, all the stuff we've already talked about. Did he fall out of the car is my major concern. He fell off the bike. Did he leave it in neutral and it roll over his foot? Like, I don't know where this is going to go. I'm more curious about where this places the story for the movie, because there's all these rumblings now with the success of the Joker. Like, they might try to, like, reframe the timeline and try to sync these guys up in some capacity. Like,
they
I don't
to, though.
I mean, it might be something that's in the offing. Like, if this hits, then okay, we can make another movie and then we can somehow like link these dickheads together. But I like Matt Reeves. I like what he the movies that he's made. I think he's done. Did he do Cloverfield? I forget.
You like Cloverfield?
I dug Cloverfield. Hmm. Let me make sure I'm not speaking out of school. Matt Reeves. what else?
But either way, you like Cloverfield.
Yeah. You didn't like Cloverfield?
I liked Cloverfield. I liked it to a certain extent. It was cool, like the whole, like, because that was one of the first times they've done something like that.
Like the first person. Can't talk today. Damn it. First person perspective.
Yeah, because like you see the people that are having parties, and all of a sudden, just like everyone's freaking out. Things, are, you know, it feels
TJ
real.
Miller's an asshole. Like, it's great, like,
that's
man.
That's cool until. It's great. Like, and then. It's always when you see the thing, and it's like, you know, it's like, it just doesn't.
That's the best rendition of that thing that we've seen. Like, they tried it in two or three other movies, and it was all for shit.
I don't know. It's never satisfying when you see the thing. In every movie. Every freaking movie.
But I like The Thing. Have you not seen The Thing?
The actual The Thing?
Yes, The Thing. The Thing. Oh, God.
I'm
going to take that as a no.
No.
No, I like Matt Reeves. I've
seen the Swamp Thing.
I'm going back through his... What the hell are you talking about? I'm going back through like what he's done. He did a remake for this weird Scandinavian vampire movie. It was called Let the Right Ones In. And he did a remake called Let Me In. But it's... I think it had... What's her face from Kick-Ass? The girl.
You seen that?
Yeah, Let Me In. I've seen Kick-Ass. Yes, I've seen.
Not Kick-Ass.
No, great. The remake, Let Me In, with Chloe Grace Moretz. Yes, I saw that.
Oh.
Yeah,
is that good?
I like the original, the Scandinavian one. I'm that hipster asshole who likes the original more than I like the remake.
I'm a hipster.
But the remake was actually pretty good too. So and he did a couple of the Planet of the Apes movies. So I dig what he does.
Oh, did he do those too?
Yes.
I didn't look him up, man.
I don't want to yell at you. I really don't.
I've seen those. I actually remember those more than I do the other ones.
Thank God. But yeah, he does good work. I should have faith in the caliber of work that he does. So I'm just curious if they screw it up in that they try to force him into making this movie to fit whatever else they're doing with the Joker and the Suicide Squad and all that garbage. So we'll see. I'm curious to. I'm still interested, and I'm looking forward to our week four update for.
I feel like they're doing this purposely on a weekly basis.
Next week we get the G string.
just to keep the conversation going.
We can see the outline of his Dingleberry. Like, it's going to be great. Like, we're going to be hooked for the next. When the hell does this movie come out? I got it. Well, since we're just Googling, like, we're in filming time.
Next year, probably, right?
June 25th, 2021. We got this movie can beat the coronavirus. I'm convinced of it. My God, look at
it. I guess it depends where they're shooting. If things get a little out of hand, they may have to pause.
Batman don't need to go to Korea. He's good. all right. We got like a minute or two left. Yeah. I just have to say this. I was a little worried about today's show, not just because it'd be me. We knew it was going to be me and you. You know what? I enjoy doing like the two-man shows. I don't think you guys have had the chance to do it. I actually encouraged you guys to do it when I was out of town, and you guys gave me the double middle finger and said, "Nah, we're just going to take a break this week," something like that. But I was hesitant just for this week in that it's been kind of a shit show, like taking the coronavirus thing completely out of the loop. It's just been a disaster. I don't want to like pull the curtain back all the way, but it's kind of a tumultuous time for not like for me and the wife or anything, but like my family, like my parents and all that.
Right,
They're downsizing. They're moving on to a different phase in their lives. But to have to be the middleman in all of this, you have not lived until you've tried to take 40 years of house and convert it into a townhouse.
I'm sure.
It's a disaster. And I don't wish it upon my worst enemy, and it doesn't help when you have a sock puppet for a real estate agent, like just a complete and utter moron.
Have you used him before?
No. And thankfully, I think this will be the last time.
Why are you using them then?
It wasn't my choice. I'll say that. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus here. But it was kind of a forced marriage. And I think if we all had our druthers, if we could go back in time, I think we would have made a different decision. Mm-hmm. But be that as it may, we were under the gun. Like, we had to coordinate like a short close and then having to try to find a place to move them in a short close situation.
Did you get all that done?
I think the lease was signed 3 days before they had to move. So that was fun. What else? So today was the day that we had to move.
Today was moving day?
Transport goods and services from one location to the other.
Oh my goodness.
And that's when so I told you about like moving 40 years of house into into a smaller space. Going into today, I was aware of like maybe 30 years of goods and things that had been acquired.
There's more.
I found an additional 10 years of things just like hovering below the surface in a crawl space.
No way.
And this just happened to be after we had gone through the painstaking measures of throwing out I'd say a good 2 tons worth of garbage, dismantling Jack and I just like tearing shit apart and just throwing it down the street, able to get that thrown away. But then just to kind of get that dagger at the last second, it was a trying day to say the least. I hope I don't have the black lung or inhale any black mold.
Oh, so that's why you needed the mask.
Yeah, that would have been preferable to going face to face with some hanging insulation. But we dealt with it. It was fine. They're moved into the new abode for the time being, and I think we've gotten through the worst of it. So,
you should let me know, man. I would have helped you guys out.
Again,
an extra hand.
I would not wish this on my worst enemy, let alone a good friend and co-host.
Does everything fit in the new location?
You would think it doesn't. It did somehow, some way. We nicked a few walls. We knocked a few trims off their bearings, but the shit got in there. What happens from here is beyond me. It's out of my hands now.
Is it on you guys to then unpack and put everything where it's supposed to be too? Or
we hired movers for the first time. Have you ever hired movers?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know the joys and the drawbacks that come with that.
Right.
It wasn't as seamless an experience as I hoped it to have been, especially given the money that I spent, that they went 5 hours over schedule.
Yeah.
But it would have been infinitely worse had I been just like dead in the middle of that by myself without like any hands to make that happen. Yeah, we made it through the worst of it. I'm now drinking alcohol. Unfortunately, I got to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
So you're going back?
We got a few... what's the word I'm looking for? Loose threads to close up. So
okay,
it'll be fine.
Sure.
I will have help from our absentee co-host
at 5 a.m.
Jeez, it's gonna be go time. It's all right.
My goodness,
it's okay. Call off work. Totally fine. Nobody thought anything of it.
Need a hand at 5?
No, we're good.
Okay.
No.
Putting it out there
into the universe. Yes. When you have a Cubano, you let me know. And then that's when we can come together and put our minds to it.
Just have a
greater good.
Let's have a Cuban with a Cuban. That would be amazing, right?
You mean a cigar. Okay,
yes,
I understand.
Yes.
It's been a taxing day. You had to explain that last bit. It's fine. It's cool. All right. Well, I thank you for indulging me. I just had to get that last bit of evil off my chest.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that you guys are... winding down with that process, because I think it sounds like you're like over the peak of that mountain of all the hard stuff, right?
We are at the finish line. The tomorrow is literally the finish line. But again, just a few loose ends that we need to close up. But
almost there, man. Almost there.
If there's any of these bottles that are empty, you will know why tomorrow, next week, for certain.
Well. Cheers to you to soldiering on.
To the finish line.
You'll get there. You're so close.
To the next step.
And after that, let us know. Let me know if you need any help. And,
I hope that will be the last update we have on this very subject. But if there is another one, you'll know it went terribly wrong. Yeah. All right. Well, this was a good jack-off show, I think. And I think all the jack-off shows are pretty good. Is it? Second one? Third one? It feels like three, but I don't know for sure.
Feels like six, but probably not.
You think he has that big of an impact on the show?
We need a...
That sounded so mean. I'm so sorry. Happy birthday, Jack.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday,
Why am I looking in the direction of an empty chair? I'm an idiot.
It's not empty. There's Blantons on the mic.
Hello, Blantons. I think I want some Blantons now. That'll get me in the right mood to do some more moving first thing in the morning at 5.
Oh, at 5.
Good times all around. All right. Well, we thank you for indulging us on this two-man weave of a show. We will see you guys, I think, next week at full speed, full strength, hopefully. Whatever. I'll be over this by then, I think. I'll stop touching my face. All right, until then, up here, I'm already gone.
You're still trying to make that happen.
Would you just let it happen? Damn it!
Oh, that's what's up.